Welcome to Unfiltered Talk, where nothing is off the table and where we get the dirty, unfiltered, uncensored details from your favorite spicy creators. Unfiltered Talk is officially sponsored by unfiltered.com, the platform for creators by creators, where you can monetize and sell just about anything, even a jar of farts. I'm your host, Stephanie Maddow. Let's get unfiltered. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Unfiltered Talk. Today, we have the one and only Jenny Terbear. Jenny, do you want to start us off and tell us a little bit about your story, what you do, who you are?
Well, I am a feature entertainer. I love to dance and do things like that. I was really off put about joining Unfiltered or OnlyFans or something like that, but Stephanie actually made it so easy, accessible, and at any given moment when I have questions, they're answered right away, and it's just been completely headache-free.
Oh my God. Well, thank you so much. I think that's like my big goal. I know that for a lot of like feature dancers and exotic dancers, this is like uncharted territory because you're not used to putting yourself out there online. But one question I have is, what is like the difference between just like an exotic dancer and a feature entertainer?
Well, I am both. I love to do, or stripping is like a career you can do right now. There is so much dead time that you have so much time to practice and really develop your skill. And then like when it's busy, you're making a lot of money. So it's nice. Like there's really, I love my job. Like a lot of people say that they hate their job. And I feel very blessed to be somebody who's like, I actually enjoy going to work.
Yeah, I can sense that. And I can feel that from you. And it's like so refreshing because no one likes the exotic dancer who's like sitting in the corner like this and like is so unapproachable. And like, you could just tell that she's not enjoying herself. So like what is it that you most love about this job?
I enjoy doing my hair and makeup, you know, being able to dedicate time to fitness. Like a lot of people don't have, you know, time to go to the gym. I'm one of those people, but when I'm at work, I'm definitely working out.
Yeah. You're killing two birds with one stone and you're partying at the same time, kind of.
I do like to party. It's my toxic trait. So yeah, I've been a party girl for like my whole adult life.
Yeah. It's okay. I've been there too. I had my phases, but that's awesome. So, you know, do you think that maybe like the fact that you are in this party environment, you're surrounded by alcohol, I'm sure there's people who are also bringing in drugs. Do you feel like it's easy to get sucked into like the toxic element of that job?
Definitely. The world is full of mental illnesses. And I say that all the time. So when you mix alcohol with a mental illness, that's a disastrous effect. And yeah, like people that want to do drugs would have done drugs to begin with. I'm somebody who like, you know, like if somebody offered me like meth, heroin, coke, like it doesn't even matter who it was. Like my face would be like, ah, you know, and if you offer me weed, I'm like, yeah, you know.
All like the good, safe drugs. But yeah, I respect that. And so what club do you work at? What is like the vibe and like the energy in the club where you're mainly performing at?
Something that makes me so successful at my club is the fact that I'm just always smiling. A big part of my club is a lot of people go there to be somewhere different than the, you know, negative, gloomy place. Like they want to have fun, be around pretty girls and things like that. You know, we have like, I have conversations with the people that I'm hanging out with. Like I like talk to customers for sometimes 4 hours, 3 hours. Like,
well, they better be tipping you. They better be tipping you good for 4 hours.
I do have very record-breaking champagne sales. Like we are one of the like less busy clubs in all of our clubs. And I have like record-breaking champagne sales, even competing with some of our busier clubs.
What? Okay. So feel free to not answer this. I know this is like personal, but what is like the most you've ever made in a night?
$2,000.
Damn, that's really good.
I've known girls that have made 15. So I wish I had a more like pizzazz story like that.
No.
So that's like the dream.
No, two grand is solid. Like, I think if I made $2,000 in a night, I'd probably take like a couple weeks off and like go on vacation.
Nope. That makes me like hungry to go back and make more money. The most money I ever made in a week was $7,000, but the COVID, it seriously diminished some of these, like some people are just scared to go out anymore.
Yeah. And do you feel that like since COVID has been over now for like, I don't know, like almost 2 years, right? Or a year. I don't even know how long it's been, but it's been over for a little while. Do you feel like it's starting to pick up again and things are kind of going back to normal?
You know, I practice like healthy habits and stuff like that, and I've never really gotten sick. I treat everything like it's back to normal, and I seem to be doing just fine, but I'm a very proactive person on like, you know, really eating healthy and eating clean foods, not eating processed junk.
Yeah, I think that's a really great way to go about it. You know, obviously like you're in close proximity to people, so you're getting exposed to like, you know, more germs than the average person who like works from home. So like as far as like the customers and the clientele, who are the people that you generally gravitate towards and who are the people in the clubs that you avoid?
Okay, that is really funny for me because I, now that I'm becoming a little bit older, the really young guys are acting like I'm super hot. And like, that's kind of cringe for me. Like, I don't want, like, because like, that's not on my attractive level. Like,
but you're not even old, like a child. Bro. You're young.
I'm 31.
Are they treating you like you're like some sort of like cougar or something?
No, but a little bit. Like they do know that they think I'm like 28, 29, but like I don't date younger. I'm only attracted to people who are older than me. Like 40-year-old guys, that's like around where my attracted point is. So like 21 is like, nah, you know?
And like, are 21-year-olds good tippers? Like, do they spend a lot of money?
Some of the best tippers, you would be surprised, especially, you know, during income tax season time. Like, some people get very generous. Like, a guy that was, like, probably, I don't know, he worked at Foot Locker. I can't imagine how much money you make doing that. Like, he wasn't even a manager or anything like that. And he got one of our most expensive champagne rooms. And somebody did use their, like, student FAFSA money before.
Okay, wait a minute. Someone literally withdrew their college funds to spend at the club.
They deserved a good time, and I'm a good time, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think it's worth it for sure. You know, you're getting, like, a different kind of education at a strip club. You're learning about the feminine form, you know? So that's pretty cool, I guess. And, like, do you get any, like, customers who are, like, loaded? Like, that guy walks in, you're like, oh, that guy's got money, and, like, he gets swarmed by girls.
That definitely did happen. We had a football player. I don't remember his name. He was from one of the New York teams.
Ooh,
I think the Jets.
Is it the guy that you that used to do like dog fighting or something? Because that's the only one I know.
No. I think that guy was from the Eagles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know my football players. I just know Travis Kelce. That's the only one I know.
No, you know Tom Brady. Everybody knows who Tom Brady is.
Tom Brady. that's true. He doesn't play anymore, so.
Oh, I didn't know that. Actually, so I guess I don't know any football players.
Don't quote me on it, actually. I have no idea. All I know is he's like on like rental car commercials now.
You know, they are getting big time celebrities to like start advertising things.
Yeah.
Like they had Ryan Reynolds like advertising a odd cell phone service, like
I remember seeing
Cricket
that.
Or something.
Yeah, I remember that. We need to get some celebrities to come and like be ambassadors and rep Unfiltered and Deja Vu, right?
You need Katie Morgan.
But like, if Katie, you If you could get one like person on Unfiltered or like in the club to work alongside you. Okay. So one person from the adult industry, that's like your dream person. And then like one mainstream person that you would love to join.
Oh, people that I would like to perform with, they're going to be very peculiar. Joanne Kwas, she is the oldest living gymnast and she still does stuff. Like she does handstands and stuff. I have a whole set that I dedicate to her and that's where I have the old lady wig and stuff. So I would like to meet her.
I was wondering what that was. I was wondering what the old lady thing was, but I like loved the creativity. It was so cool.
See, what the idea that I want to get with is I want to somehow make reinforce like a walker so I can do like handstands on it and headstands on it. Because I just think it's funny. Like the thing that sticks out to me about Joanne Kwas is it's not like she's trying to look younger or anything like that. She looks like your typical cookie baking grandma. And then she starts doing like all this acrobatic stuff.
I need to know what she looks like. Okay. Joanne Kwas.
Yes. It's Q-U-A-S-S.
Okay. Moment of truth. Oh my God. The first thing that came up was obituary. Is she still alive? I think I put it in wrong. No, I don't think she died, but I think, I think I put the wrong name in. Oh my God. Damn. Granny can move.
You made me so sad that she died.
Don't Google Joan Kwas because it's a different Joanne. It's Joan. And
that, oh, my bad.
Shout out to Joan Kwas. May she rest in peace wherever she is, if her family are listening to this podcast. But yeah, she's definitely like, you know, you're right. Grandma vibes for sure. She looks like she
needs. And so the way that I wanted to do this set is like being an athletic grandma, but at the very end, I want to have like a toy kitchen and it's a ding. And then I can give cookies out to everybody like a good grandma.
Oh my God. That's like so perfect. So like, I've seen that you do so many of these types of sets. Like you dress up in costumes. I saw one where you were like crushing a watermelon with your legs.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what is the overall reaction from people when they see things like this? Because it's so, I feel like it's so unexpected and different from what you usually see at a club.
See, my whole purpose is like, sex appeal is a great aspect and I'm not digging it. But like, as a feature entertainer, I'm not really trying to be sexy to everybody. I am trying to be entertaining. So I like to do stuff with around comedy and making people laugh, making people smile and just being fun.
Yeah. I think that, comedy and like laughing is a natural aphrodisiac. So. Mm-hmm. You know, and like they kind of get to see more of your personality than if you're just like twerking and, you know, just doing, well, pole tricks, I think, are pretty freaking cool. So how are your pole skills?
I would say that I'm only mediocre at pole and it's just not my biggest drive when entertaining because nobody really tips extraordinary pole work like they do tip when I am just smiling and waving and flaunting around in the front. So I tend to start doing things like that. And like, I got really into, acrobats because two feature entertainers that I really like a lot are Hala Fey and Char Zane. And they are known for their handstands, their strength, and they impressed me to a level I don't think I could ever reach.
Oh my God. Never say never. You know, you're hardworking. I feel like you'll get there. And like, so speaking of your inspiration, what is it that got you into this line of work? Like when did you start and what made you want to start?
Basically, when I was dancing, I always saw feature entertainers as just porn stars. And a lot of them didn't put on a show. Now it's totally different. Even the porn stars are putting on feature quality shows. But when I got introduced to feature dancing, I was like, I can do that. Like I have resting smile face kind of. It's really easy for me to smile throughout my whole performance. And that is a bit like gives you the biggest points ever. Like when performing, if you're smiling, it makes all the difference. It makes people want to, they think you love what you do and they just want to come over. So even if you have to force it, it's the best performing tool you can have.
I love that. That's very good advice. And so as a featured dancer,
no one ever takes it.
No one ever takes it. Everyone's just frowning on stage. Damn. Like, I think
I tell girls all the time.
Yeah. That's weird, because it's like you think it's like such a simple thing, like just smile, just look like you're happy to be there. But I guess, you know, do you think it's because a lot of the featured dancers I've seen, I like, for example, when I went to the Exotic Dancer Expo, they had like some performances during the halftime for the award ceremony. And like literally some of these girls blew my mind. I had no idea that like it actually required that level of like skill, like gymnastics, being able to like flip your body and stuff. So it's pretty amazing. And the other thing I'm really curious about, so you're a feature dancer who's traveling to different clubs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what is it like when you walk into a club that's like not your home club? And like, what is the reception that people have towards you? Are like the girls like threatened? Are they welcoming? What is your experience like?
Honestly, they are always so sweet and so nice. They sometimes think I'm a bigger deal than what I am.
You're a big deal, girl. You are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I think that's awesome that girls are generally, for the most part, friendly. Do you think that there is like ever any like competitiveness in this industry?
Definitely. It happens more on like my level. Like the people that are like really successful with their career generally are not being catty to me at all. Like they're just always like inspiring and helping me out. And I like to think that they were always that way. And that's what got them to where they are. So I always try to model off of that. But sometimes there are people who they get jealous because they're like, oh, I'm better at this. Like, why did she get this? Or something like that. And it gets a little sad.
Yeah. I feel that sometimes too in like the content creator world, like being online, I feel like there's people who just like focus on themselves, stay in their lane, just work their hardest at being like the best they can be and not really focusing on other people. And then there's the girls who are always comparing themselves to others and saying like, oh, she's doing better. Like, what the heck? So yeah, I can definitely relate to that. And so like working at the club, tell me like, what is like the craziest thing that's ever happened to you working at the club? Like it could be anything, but like the craziest experience.
I used to be a big drinker. And one time I fell asleep in a champagne room and I woke up and my foot was in somebody's mouth, like halfway in. And I pulled my foot away. And because I'd felt the clasp of his dentures on my toes. And then when I pulled my foot away, my foot smelled like halitosis.
God, what the fuck? And what did you do? Like you weren't smiling then.
Actually, I don't break character very well. I am very well seasoned.
Oh.
And then I just laugh.
Oh my God. Did he get kicked out?
No, I ended up getting more drinks because like he was giving me a foot massage when I fell asleep.
Oh my God.
To be fair.
That's so crazy. And like, have you seen him ever since that night?
No.
That's good. Oh my God. That's the fun fetish
people are funny.
Yeah.
One guy, he used to come to this club and he would want to take multiple girls back. And like, he brought out Ziploc bags and put our bags in Ziploc bags and then like licked all around that Ziploc bag. And I really liked that. Like, that was like an okay $200 for like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, there's like, you know, $200. It's a pretty good chunk of money for not like doing anything.
But he would give like five girls $200. Damn. And like when I had to, I have not seen him in a very long time, but I really enjoyed his company. But the one thing I had to learn is that you, I just like stuck my foot out there and like, I'm just like looking at him and he's like wanted me to moan while I'm doing it. I'm like, oh
my God.
Oh, okay. I can do that, I guess.
Yeah. It's damn, these foot fetish guys, they will pay like some pretty large sums of money just for feet. And I've never really understood it, but I don't complain. Like I just take the sale. But like, do you get any other weird fetish people that come in asking you for strange things or like making weird requests?
Oh, I got another really funny story. So this guy, he was talking to me like really aggressively, and we had a female manager, and she was really concerned. And so she told our other manager, she's like, go watch on the screen, like make sure Jenny's okay. I don't like the way that guy was talking to her. So he goes and he looks at the screen in the room, and I'm spanking the guy over my lap, and he's like, she is fine.
Oh my God. That is wild. So he just liked to be dominated and to be beaten by you.
Yes. But he would talk like aggressive back to me too. I don't know. Like they lead you. Like if they like that stuff, they'll lead you. But still some girls feel really like awkward about it.
Yeah.
Not me. A paying customer.
I love that about you. I have the same attitude, you know, like there are some things that I won't do, obviously, you know, sometimes things that are like, you know, poop involved, like I can't do that.
Agreed.
Yeah. I draw the line at like poop, which is a low line to draw it at. Right. Cause that means I'm free game for almost anything else.
I wouldn't want to pee on somebody either. I feel like they might want to hug you after or something. And
Oh yeah. Smart thinking. I didn't think about that. Yeah. I mean, there's a number for that, like a price, you know, if someone's willing to pay a certain price for me peeing on them, maybe, but I'd have to really think about it. And I probably wouldn't feel so great about it after. So it's also that. The other thing I wanted to ask, you know, since your job is like in a pretty, like, it's a pretty, you know, intimate industry. You're getting up close and personal with people. You're spanking them. You're getting, you know, your feet in their lap. So how has this affected your dating life, your love life? Are you currently seeing someone? Are they like cool with it? Or are you single?
Right now I am single. I'm not looking to date anyone. I'm building up my career, you know?
Yeah, girl. Hell yeah. I love that. Well, like, honestly, men, they'll just cost you years of your life, brain cells, and sometimes even money. So you're on the right track. But do you get like propositions from people that come in? Like they want to take you out on a date?
All the time. It's just so unoriginal at this point. And like, I can afford my own food. So no, thank you.
Oh my God. Best possible response ever. I can afford my own food. Thank you. So the last question I have for you is, any girl who's interested in coming into this line of work, whether it be exotic dancing, feature dancing, or even doing sexy content online, what is the advice that you would give them?
The only thing I would say is know what you want to do for long term. You know, like if you are going, like if you do put out like porn and stuff like that, you can't be a teacher later down the line. Like it's just not a possible thing. But I was never going to be a teacher to begin with. It doesn't cut you out of doing any like healthcare jobs or anything like that. Once you're and your nurse is off and you're employed, it doesn't matter what past work you did. So as long as you know it won't affect with your career down the line, go for it. But it is very competitive with putting out naked pictures and stuff like that. So make sure you have something to promote beyond that, like a personality, a smile, like just something that makes you you and you stand out.
Yeah, that is literally the biggest and best advice, I think, because I always tell the people that like there's so many naked people online. There's so many beautiful women. And the only thing that's going to make you stand out is how unique you are, your sense of humor, your personality. So make that the focus, not just like the sexy stuff.
Yep. And like you can definitely see that with like two of my favorite porn stars. I don't actually watch the porn, but like that I've known were Lindsay Ryder and Lauren Phillips. And it's just because they have such big personalities. Lauren Phillips, I didn't realize she was a porn star until she told me. I thought she was just like a TV personality because she was just so funny.
Oh yeah. I love Lauren Phillips. And Lindsay Ryder is like the sweetest, funniest person. I love her.
shout out to her, because she is a little bit of the inspiration behind my GILF set, because she has a MILF set.
Oh my God. I love that. I'm trying to get Lindsay to come on the podcast too. I actually messaged her. So fingers crossed we can get her on. I know she's also on Unfiltered. And then one more question for you, Jenny, before I let you go. What is your opinion on Unfiltered? Like, what are your thoughts on dancers coming on to Unfiltered to make some extra money?
Why not? Like, literally, they do all of the work for you.
Hell yeah. We just try to make it easy for you guys. And I think, like, you know, who can say no to extra money, regardless of like how much it is? I think it's a worthwhile investment. And I'm happy that you've been liking it so far.
Yeah, it's very simple, and everybody comes back and helps me really right away.
Awesome. Well, Jenny, thank you so much. If you want, you can plug your socials on here so everybody can go ahead and follow you after they finish listening.
At jenny.terrabear. They just deleted my old Instagram. So it used to be jenny_terrabear, but now it's just jenny.terrabear.
Fucking Instagram.
And then TikTok is jenny_terrabear.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Jenny. And I'm so looking forward to seeing everything that you do this upcoming year with your feature dancing and your online content creation. And thank you all for listening to Unfiltered Talk. We'll see you in the next episode.